question. Have you ever lost a sale because your checkout was clunky? People say yes, then vanish. Today we fix that with one simple move. You can ship in 60 minutes. Let's make this simple. A reply to buy message, one short email, SMS, or DM that lets customers buy by replying with a single keyword. Welcome back to the Daily Marketing Move, your daily action plan for marketing that actually grows a business. I'm Mason Reed. The measurable outcome for today, send one reply to buy to a tiny targeted list and track replies and paid conversions for 7 days. You'll know if it worked by the numbers, not by hope. So what is reply to buy and when should you use it? It's a permission first message that asks prospects to reply with one exact keyword to claim an offer. It's perfect for small inventory runs, limited coaching slots, local pickups, or any simple service where you don't need a full online store. You do not need more complexity. You need more clarity. Here's the main point. One clean template that works across email, SMS, and DMs. The three-line message. Reason, offer, reply instruction. Reason, why this matters to them right now. Offer, what they get and the key limit or price. Reply instruction, one exact keyword and what reply means. Let's read it as written so you can copy it. I made a small batch of our Saturday bread and thought of you. Buy a loaf special, one loaf for $8. Pick up Friday, limited to 15 loaves. Reply, yes, to hold one, and I'll send payment details. That is it. Reason, offer, exact keyword. Another example for a service. I've opened 2 coaching slots next week for quick audit calls. 30 minutes plus action plan, $125. Reply book to claim a slot, and I'll send a calendar link and payment. Short, human, actionable. Let's break that down. Reason builds relevance. The offer states clear value and limit, and the keyword removes friction. Here's what matters. Use a single, obvious word. Keep the price and limits upfront, and make the next step explicit. You don't ask them to navigate a checkout. You ask them to reply. That lowers cognitive load and keeps momentum. Now, fulfillment workflows. You need a plan for handling replies. I recommend 3 low-effort paths, depending on your offer and volume. Workflow 1. Manual invoice with a one-click payment link. When someone replies, you send a confirmation reply that repeats the order and includes a secure payment link. Stripe, PayPal, or Gumroad. This is low-tech, high-control, and great for very small batches. Workflow 2. Instant Stripe / Gumroad invoice flow. If you expect a handful of replies and want a faster path, use your payment provider's invoice or request payment feature that sends a checkout link automatically. It moves people from reply to payment faster with less back and forth. Workflow 3, SMS to calendar for bookings. For coaching or appointments, reply triggers a short confirmation and a calendar link where they pick a slot and pay, or you can require payment to confirm. This reduces no-shows and keeps scheduling tidy. If you're non-technical but want a tiny automation, here's a minimal path. Create an autoresponder that fires when the keyword arrives. Include an order summary and one-click payment link, and tag the message in your inbox for a quick human check. That check catches duplicates or typos before you charge anyone. Okay, 60-minute launch checklist. This is your play-by-play to get live today. 1. Pick a small audience, 20 to 50 people who already expect hearing from you. 2. Draft the 3-line message and test it on your phone exactly as recipients will see it. 3. Set up your payment or calendar flow and send yourself a test reply. 4. Create the confirmation reply you'll send after a valid keyword. 5. Decide your capacity limit and make it explicit in the message. 6. Send a small batch and watch replies for 24 hours. Ethics and terms. Don't skip this. State limits, price, and whether reply equals reservation or starts a fulfillment conversation. Always include a short confirmation that repeats the order and next steps. For SMS, include opt-out language if your channel requires it. If you can't fulfill immediately, pause future sends and update your list. That honesty protects trust. Measurement, the simple rules. Track replies, paid conversions, and time to payment. Your 2 core KPIs for the first run, reply rate, replies divided by messages sent, and paid conversion rate, payments divided by replies. Run this for 7 days and decide, did reply to paid meet your target? If not, tighten the offer, shorten the instructions, or reduce friction in the payment step. Troubleshooting, quick fixes for common problems. If replies flood you, pause and send a short update about next steps and expected wait time. If people typo the keyword, require the exact word, but include a friendly clarification in your confirmation flow so a human can rescue near misses. If payments get stuck, include a second payment method in your confirmation. And always keep a small human check step before finalizing orders if volume is uncertain. Here's today's marketing move. Send one reply to buy to a micro list, 20 to 50 people, this week. Track two KPIs, replies and paid conversions, for 7 days. Set capacity low and promise clearly. You'll learn faster with small tests than with a big, messy launch. Here's today's marketing move. Quick reminder, the goal is not to do more marketing. The goal is to do better marketing. If you do this right, you'll remove friction, keep the human touch, and actually convert interest into paid buyers without building a whole checkout system. If this helped, tomorrow I'll walk through scripting the confirmation reply and a tiny Zapier flow you can add if you want partial automation. For now, send the reply to buy, log the two KPIs, and come back in a week with the numbers. If you want the exact templates I read today, visit the show notes and copy them verbatim. Thanks for listening. If you like short, useful moves like this, subscribe and leave a quick review. That helps other small sellers find the show. Share this episode with one person who's trying to sell something simple this week. And remember, here's what matters. Clarity beats complexity. Here's today's marketing move.